Welcome, everyone. It's the good stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim back along with you on this great little radio station. We're glad you're listening. I know the radio station's glad you're listening as well. And don't forget, at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of the cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
And let's talk about that R word, shall we? You know, ranching. Grab your hat, because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insight. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
You know, it's hard to believe that for over 30 years, R.P. Smith, our friend from Broken Bow, Nebraska, has been writing some cowboy poetry. And I have one that you're going to like today, Kim, called The Living Legacy.
I already like it.
A young hand once asked an old man, "Mister, why would you plant a tree when it's spreading branches and towering heights you'll never live to see?" The old man smiled as he replied, "That's no big deal for me. If you peeled my bark, you could count more than 80 rings. I've seen a grown-up tree." He didn't know who would use them, yet he saw a void that he could fill. So he tilled and planted, nursed and watered that windbreak on the hill. Now, a young man benefits from those labors long ago, each time a cold blue northerner sends down its icy blow. Protection for a home and a cow herd that could be given in no other way. When the storm is at its worst, that windbreak saves the day. I'm sure he had other ways to spend his time than tending to a tree. So, Lord, the next time you see Grandpa, would you please tell him thanks for me?
You're right.
Best time to plant a tree is when?
20 years ago.
Yep.
Second best time?
Now.
Today. That's right. And we're moving into tree planting season. Indeed, folks, spring will come. For sure. I have a piece by Baxter Black, and the beginning of it, the kind of the intro or whatever, no disrespect intended, just humor. Again, header or heeler. If you saw a team roper with his hand behind his back, could you tell if he was a header or a heeler? I've done an extensive study on this very problem with a grant funded by the Pro Rodeo Ex-Wives Collection Agency and the TRA. Team Ropers Anonymous, Halfway House. Here are the results of my findings. Headers are more likely to have their hair styled rather than cut. Heelers get their hair cut biannually and usually need a shave. A header owns a fairly new truck and trailer with a coordinated paint job. A heeler still buys recaps, and the paint job on his trailer matches the primer on his brother-in-law's barbecue grill. A header will often have two horses, his favorite, and one in training. A heeler will have one horse in training and for sale. A header may own his own arena. The heeler usually owes last week's stock charge. The header carefully positions his horse in the box, checks for steer alertness, and nods at precisely the moment everything is perfect. The heeler is jerked awake when the head gate bangs. The tack box of the header contains an extra set of reins, leather punch, fly spray, snaps, saddle blanket, talcum, horn wraps, assorted brushes and combs, a second tie down, various sizes of leather straps, cotton rolls, leg brace solution, hoof care tools, dykes, two pair of each of bell boots and splint boots, a jar of silver polish, and a can of assorted brake light bulbs. The heeler's tack box will have a warm bottle of Combiotic, some Butte paste, an inner tube, a hatchet, some 14-gauge wire, a nest of baling wire, an 18-piece Taiwanese socket set, a running iron, beer opener, and one skid boot. The header will discuss the lineage of his horse. He's out of an Easy Jet mare and full cousin to Chester. The heeler will discuss the lineage of his tack. I used to ride Bronx with this saddle. It's an association tree, but I bolted on this horn and wrapped it with duct tape. Derek Begay, gimme this halter. A header will blame his horse, himself, his rope, his wrap, his saddle, his timing, his technique, his daily, his loop, the steer, the wind, or overtraining. And the heeler blames the header. It's Baxter Black.
And just a reminder, go to visitvalentine.com. Check out things to do this weekend for Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska during Bull Bash. And that's the good stuff.